So this is Chris Fisher with the Connecticut Crossroads Project, and I'm joined here with, what's your name, sir?
James Sullivan.
And James, we're talking about the Bridgewater Fair right now. So we started talking the other day, and let's forget about that interview and just have a conversation. So how long have you been involved with the fair?
I've been up to fair, well, this is the first year. We didn't have a fair, okay? I'm 58 years old, and I know I've never missed one fair, okay? I'm sure my mother took me up there when she was pregnant with me. My grandfather was the first chief of the fire department. My dad's a past chief. I'm a past chief. So I've been working up at the fair ever since we were little kids. We'd go up on work nights and stuff. Setting up, cleaning up. It's been probably 50 years. Well, heck, I'm 58. It's been at least 50 years.
So what sort of jobs have you done?
Everything. You name it, I've done it. From standing underneath the town bucket loader, payloader, when they were driving fence posts, I needed the short guys to do it. Me, my brother, and Bobby Stewart. To putting up snow fence, to cooking roast beef, to running the dairy show, to pulling cars and trucks out of the mud, to security, to hauling money, whatever need doing, I'd do it.
You say security, do you just mean like manning the gate, or is there actually like, do they have people who...
Well, they have security guards that are on the premises all the time. And the other thing is, at night, once the fair shuts down, we have security patrol the fairgrounds and stuff. Well, one year, was it Saturday night? Yeah. The security guards didn't show up. So the chief grabbed some of us young guys and said, "You guys are staying all night. You're security." Well, that was great, fine and dandy, but we'd been there all day Saturday, all Saturday night being security guards, and then all Sunday.
Oh, God.
So that was a long fair. if something needed doing, you know, if next year at the fair, "Hey, Jamie, will you go do this?" "Yep, I'm on it." Go do it.
So you worked the cattle booth. Was there? So you were saying that your family has had cattle. Did you show too?
Or? Yes, we showed my brother and sister and I. We showed cows up there at the Bridgewater Fair. My dad showed cattle there at the Bridgewater Fair. We showed cattle, dairy cattle. And the time we were probably, I guess my first year I was 9. I think my brother was 8. Up to we were 18, 19. And then my daughter showed cows there. So my niece. She showed cows there. They're all too old for it now. It's a junior show. They have to be under 21.
Oh, I didn't realize that. You know, it never occurred to me because I always see kids sitting there.
Yep.
Was it always that way?
No, years ago it was an open show. But an open show means anybody could show.
Okay.
They'd have junior classes, okay? And then you'd have the open show. You know, me or you, an adult could show also.
Right.
But the only thing back when we were kids, they were getting so many animals. The barn only, I think there's 200, and I should know this, there's 200 and something ties in the barn. And I can remember the barn would be completely full. They'd tie them on the outside of the barn, and they also had to have a tent run it.
Really?
That's how many animals. And they finally started limiting it, just say, "Hey, just for juniors, you know, for kids."
Right.
And that's what they did.
How long have they had the barn since the beginning? Or?
No, the first year my brother and I showed cows, they had tents. It was all tents. The second year we showed cows. Yeah, the second year we showed cows, God darn it, is the year they built the barn. So that would have been probably 1970, I believe, guessing right around there.
Do you sleep with the cows at night? I mean, do you stay with them?
I only ever spent one night at Bridgewater.
Okay.
It was too close to home.
It's now,
you know, a mile down the road to home. All the other fairs we used to show at, yeah, we'd spend the night right in the barn.
Yeah.
We'd spend the night right there with the cows. And a lot of kids still do right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the superintendent of the dairy show still. And I'm hanging around the barn. I'm up there till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, make sure, you know, all the kids are bedded down and no shenanigans going on. And
only because you remember what you did.
I'm just teasing. I'll tell you the truth. We never really horsed around too much. We were there to show cows and do a good job. I mean, we'd horse around a little bit, but, you know, you ever worked as hard as we did with kids, at 11 o'clock, midnight, you were going to bed.
Yeah.
And you're already tired, you know? And those kids will be up at 5:30 in the morning. They got to start prepping their animals. And, you know, I leave the fairgrounds now, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, go home, take a shower, go to bed, and I'm always back on the fairgrounds before 5:30 the next morning.
Oh, my God.
You know, so by the time Sunday afternoon rolls around, Sunday night, my sense of humor is usually not too good. I like my sleep. So I don't need much shenanigans.
So how did, to your knowledge, how did the fair start? Like, what's the story of it?
Well, firemen started the fire department, okay, and they had all sorts of small fundraisers, my grandfather said. Bake sales and square dances, and I think they might have had some barbecue cookouts or something, and they did anything to raise money for to start a fire department. They bought the first fire truck, which we still have, a 1938 Model A Ford truck. They bought that from Kent. It was Kent's first truck.
Wow.
We still got that, and they got the money because before that, I guess people, they'd bring a fire truck over from the Melford, you know, for an old house fire or barn fire, but by the time they got there, there was really no chances at all of saving anything
right.
or anybody. And I should have paid attention. I remember hearing whose barn fire there was a fire, and the guys in town finally got together and said, hey, we need a fire department. So they had a fundraising letter, and they raised some funds, and they had some square dances and bake sales and who the heck knows what else. They did anything they could.
Yeah.
And finally, they started the fire department, but they knew that they had to keep it. They didn't want to rely on tax dollars. They wanted to be completely independent if they could. And that's when they got together and they called it a carnival, I think, the first year, the Bridgewater Fair.
Okay.
And
it was on the green, right? I think.
I don't know. I'm not I can't tell you that
okay.
for sure, okay? I can't. And that's how the whole thing started. And then after the first or second year, somebody came up with the idea about the raffle. Hey, look. If we raffle off something, even if it would get rained out, or if we have problems with the weather, you know, the 55 flood, it was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
This at least we can have some income.
Right.
So that's how the raffle started, and that's what we still do. But you know, now you sell 90% of your raffle tickets, and you know, it's a small profit margin on the raffle because of the price of the prizes and stuff.
Oh,
you
sure,
know.
Yeah.
We still make money at it in a good year when members sell their tickets, you know, really push them, and we have a good year at the fair. A lot of people come, and they go to other spots and sell the raffle tickets also. The raffle committee, they do a heck of a job.
Yeah, we sell them here.
You know, yeah. But that's how the raffle got started, part of the fair.
So you have these, like, I guess these milestones. So, like, the start of the fair, the start of the raffle, or is there anything else, like, big changes that you can think of that happens? I mean, I don't know, maybe the building of buildings or that.
Not really. I mean, we've expanded the fairgrounds a few times. You know, the firemen own the blue house just south of the firehouse there. And you know,
have they owned that since the beginning of the fair? Or
no.
Okay.
No. I don't know when they bought that. Old Dan Warner was the guy to own that. And I heard the story my dad told me 100 times, and, of course, I don't remember the whole thing.
Yeah.
And no matter what I tell you, I wouldn't be right.
Yeah,
so,
no, I understand.
You know, and I don't want to do that. Please, no, no. And they bought the land, you know, additions of, you know, they bought those parking lot across the street.
Right.
You know, we bought the lot up behind the barn where we use for the cattle parking now. You know, that's where they park all the cattle trailers and
mm-hmm.
stuff. Fire department owns that. They bought that land. We put up a lot of permanent fence. When we were kids, that was all snow fence.
Okay.
So that'd have to be, you know, all the posts put in, fence put up, all taken down after the fair. Another thing we did was years ago, all the counters and stuff they use in the tents, like for the food tents or the raffle tent, any tent up there, you know, where there are counters that are all covered in that oil cloth, they call it, that red and white check pattern.
Yeah.
Set. They're all big cabinets underneath there. We own all those, of course. Well, when I was a kid, they used to keep those spread all over town in everybody's barns and sheds. And I can remember having to go to Bethlehem Fairgrounds one time to pick up the little display cases. They put the cakes and pies
in. Oh, my gosh.
We took a guy's truck. One time we had to go to Goshen and pick him up. You know, and of course, me and my brother and my dad, you know, okay.
Right.
I got my help, you know, my crew. I mean, come on, boys, let's go. We're going to Goshen tonight. I mean, you travel all over, heck, picking up stuff, putting stuff back in the barns, the buildings, all over the place.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So then what we did, we built a whole bunch of wagons. We keep all our stuff on now.
Okay,
that's where, sorry, I got sidetracked.
No, you're fine.
There. You know, like all the counters and stuff, we pick them up when we call them these four-wheel wagons. They're all hay wagons, basically.
Oh,
we took the sides and stuff off of. We stack everything up there, park it in the barn. And of course, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the fair, we go to pull them out. We got to put air in all the tires, which is fine.
Yeah.
We blow them up, and we drag them out by the tents and unload them.
Oh, that's
and
so
that saves us. That saves us a whole bunch of work.
Now, when was the bandstand built? Because that wasn't there when I was a kid.
No,
I don't think.
We built that probably 15 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere's around in there.
Yeah.
I don't remember, no, honestly.
Fine. So what's to you so special about the fair? I mean, obviously you're dedicated to it, so.
It's just, I don't know, it's family tradition, heritage, you know, helping other people. I do it to help people in town.
Right.
And, you know, people say, well, what do you mean to help, you know, nobody's tax dollars goes to support the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're the last completely self-supported fire department in the state.
So there are others got, like, some funds from the town,
yes.
Even though they say volunteer?
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. All gotcha. Your or else the town owns the building. The town owns the equipment.
So the town doesn't even own that building?
No.
Oh, wow.
Us firemen, the members of the Bridgewater Fire Department, we own all the land. We own the buildings. We own the equipment.
Wow.
The only thing the tax dollars go to... for the fire department from the town of Bridgewater. They pay our dispatch fees from LCD, Litchfield County Dispatch. They're the ones that dispatch the emergency 911 calls.
Got it.
Okay. The town, by state statute, has to pay that.
Okay.
Our workman's compensation insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is it.
God bless you guys. That's
so
amazing.
Then, you know, our chief every year, or an assistant chief, whatever, and the selectmen in town get together and they have a letter memorandum that we'll go to your emergency calls.
Mm-hmm.
And we might need your payloader or backhoe once in a while, or, you know, dump truck.
Right.
Okay. And it's what it is.
Wow. I never realized all that. No. That's amazing.
Well, that's what a lot of people in town think. Well, we're just going to do what we want up here when we want. No, this is private property.
Right.
And most people don't know that.
Wow.
And we've never enforced it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not yet. Till somebody gets hurt or does something stupid, then
right.
We will have to.
Yeah.
And we don't want to.
Right.
You know, you look at the amount of people that walk through there in a day.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Right.
And that's fine.
Especially because it connects with that.
Right.
Oh, wow. So that's like the library. People don't realize that we're a private library.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, the town. Yeah, I pay taxes in town.
Right.
Ma'am, I hope you do, but it has nothing to do with the fire department.
So how has the fair changed since you were a kid?
Oh, it's just grown. A lot more commercial, a lot more people. A lot fewer animals.
Yeah.
Because we're not in ag. You know, we live basically in a city. Anywhere from Boston to D.C. is a city. You know, a lot more, I don't know about a lot more people. I think a lot less help. Maybe I'm just getting older and slower. I mean, the actual weekend of the fair, there's a lot of help, which we could never run without volunteers and helpers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, townspeople and friends. And you wouldn't believe the people that come back to their friends just to help. I used to have friends from Central New York that would come down every weekend.
Wow.
You know, they'd drive all the way down Friday night. Sometime they'd get here, get on the fairgrounds. They'd work Friday night, Saturday, work until about 3 o'clock Sunday. Hey, we got a 5-hour drive to get home. Good seeing you. Yep, thanks, Dan. Thanks, Vicky. Good seeing you. And I hadn't spent 20 minutes with them the whole weekend.
Right.
You know, but they knew the rest of the, you know, wherever they were working, and they just knew what it was for.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that do stuff like that. You know, the people that come to work on the ticket takers. You know, and who the heck knows there's so much stuff. I can't list all the jobs, not being me.
Right.
You know, and I don't have a clue who probably 100 of the people are that work there.
That's amazing. Now, so Barbara Vidal is telling me that, I didn't realize this, back in the old days of phone books, that, you know, when someone new moved to town, they would, like, look them up and call them to see if they would help with the fair instead of, like, so I always assumed it was just, like, fair or fire department people, and it's truly a community event.
Oh, yeah. We try to get the people involved in the community and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, or we sure appreciate their help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are some people that complain about it. All we do is mess up traffic, you know, for one weekend. And, you know, Friday night, and it's tradition. I don't know why all the firemen do it, but when they're leaving the parade, I don't know whoever started this silly tradition, but they blow the sirens and the air horns in their truck, like saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, of course, at 10 o'clock or 10:30 at night, I'm sure some people in town that have little kids are just getting to bed, and it's, you know, and that upsets some people, but hey, come on. What the heck, the rest of the year, you guys can basically use those grounds whenever you want.
People, right.
You know, so, you know.
It's amazing. People like to complain, though.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And we live with it, and we try to be accommodating, believe me. We try. We can't always do it, but we try.
Absolutely.
We want to be good neighbors.
So do you have any other stories you want to add, Jamie?
Oh, I don't know. You know, my mom was the secretary up there for years. Fair secretary.
Okay. And what does the fair secretary do?
Oh.
Everything?
Yes.
Is that what Kathy Sullivan is now?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Kathy's done, I don't know, what, 25 years probably or more? I don't know how long she's done. Probably even longer than that, to tell you the honest truth. You know, and years ago, when my mom did, that was long before computers and stuff even.
Mm-hmm.
There was none of that. She'd be on the phone calling this, calling these people, calling those people, lining this up, lining that up, you know. Letters that went out in the mail, you know. It was a big, big undertaking, a lot of hours.
Yeah, because you meet monthly too, right?
Yes. Last few years we have, you know, we'll meet September.
Okay,
right after the fair. Hey, what went wrong? Or, you know, kind of critique it or whatever. What could we change? And then sometimes maybe an October meeting, but not usually November and December.
Okay.
But January, we start right back up again. Okay? And start with January.
Right. What did your father do with the fair?
He was a past chief for years. He ran the chicken cooking tent.
Okay.
And then they were having a little to-do or question. I don't know. I know, but I'm not going to tell you. They were having something going on with the roast beef tent. So he grabbed a couple of his good workers and said, boys, we're cooking roast beef.
There you go.
And they went and straightened that mess out. And, you know, just, he never missed a work night.
Right.
And in his last years, after he got out of running the roast beef tent, him and a couple other guys, if you go to the fair, you see the big reefer trailers there. We call them the refrigerated trailers with the food in it. Well, now they put a lot of them right behind the tents and stuff where they're serving the food.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always one or two down by the old firehouse to have the dry, like the paper towels and the plates and stuff like that.
Okay.
Other stuff that, like, say Friday night, they forget something or start running low on something already Friday night. You know, they do an inventory at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. They call the salesman for the company, or he might even be on the fairgrounds still.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely he'd be there. He'd make up a list of what they need first thing Saturday morning.
Okay.
So he'd bring it up. Well, he's not going to go up in the middle of the fairgrounds dropping this stuff off. He'd put it down there in one of those trailers. It was a reefer trailer, you know. So then now with radios and stuff, somebody from the roast beef tent would call, you know, either Rob or Johnny, or depends who's running. They all know who's working, doing
that.
Hey, we need more paper towels. Hey, we need more paper plates. Hey, we need more ketchups. Or, you know, we need cases of water. We need, so he worked with that delivery crew the last probably 10 years or so, right up till he died.
Okay.
Him and Bear Show, there was a whole bunch of them that used to do it.
Yeah, so tell me about some of the folks who aren't with us anymore. I mean, like, people have brought up, like, you know, Chet Caldwell and...
Danny Codwell's dad, Jim Codwell.
Oh, it was Jim, sorry.
Yeah,
Jim.
That's okay. Chet Boyd was Danny Codwell.
Chet Boyd, yeah.
That was the first fair chairman who would be Danny Codwell's grandfather.
Okay.
I can remember him. Ubel Bordeaux was a past chief. My grandfather. You know, they ran the dairy show, the beef show, whatever. You know, they had somebody else running the beef show. But I could... Jimmy Stewart passed, Chief. I could name hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. No, honestly, yeah. I could. And just the past chiefs, guys that I knew.
Yeah.
You know, that you never missed a work night. I mean, it was... I basically, when I was chief and stuff, I was never home the month of August. God. I mean, it was, you know, God forbid I have a real job I had to go to. I'd get home, and I had my wife and three little girls, and I'd try to spend an hour or two with them. I had to go back to the fairgrounds.
Right.
And it was just like that. And man, they used to get some upset. I mean, I always made a point to spend a lot of time with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of man hours that most people don't have a clue. They think, oh, it's just a weekend of the fair.
Right.
You know, it's a good time. Good time. I'll tell you, by the time the fair rolls around, usually I'm so god darn shot and tired, it's not funny.
Right. Right.
Exhausted. I'm not, you know, nobody's eating right the way they should. You're up there every night for work night. I'd get home 9:30, 10, whatever, take a shower and go to bed. Well, usually I like to be in bed a little after 8 if I can. You know, I'm just tired. And it was a lot of work. A lot of fun. You know, I believe me, if I didn't want to be there, I wouldn't have been there.
Right. But do you have a favorite part of the fair outside of working it?
I mean, yeah, Sunday night when it's over. Or Monday morning. No, Monday morning, not Sunday night when it's over.
What about, doesn't the raffle happens on Monday, though, right?
No. Oh, yes, Monday night. Yes, you're right.
So yep. Probably Tuesday, then you're completely out of it.
No, because what we've done the last few years, quite a few years, is Monday morning, a bunch of us show up and start putting the real vital stuff away right away.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. That's Monday morning. We usually work to about 2:30, 3 o'clock Monday afternoon.
Okay.
Well, by then, most of our feet were so sore, nobody can hardly walk, and just, I mean, we're whooped, absolutely whooped. Everybody says, that's it, we're going home. They all go home and get a good supper or whatever. They sit down, probably all take naps. They come back for the raffle at, I don't know what time they draw, either 6 or 7. I forget right off the top of my head. And a lot of us would show up for that, watch the raffle. And as soon as they had the winning ticket, I'm out of there. We, you know, I didn't stick around. Hey, we need to know.
Right.
No, we were here today. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, work night start all over again. And usually on the work side of it, after the fair, you see less and less and less.
Yeah, I bet.
You know. Which is okay. You know, it's, hey, volunteers.
It's, yeah, it's hard. Sure. It's really hard. It's sure. A small community.
Sure. Man.
Has the art show always been part of the fair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's the one thing I try to do. It's been a long, long, honestly, a long time since I've walked through all the tents on the fairgrounds. Okay? Usually now all I ever go is from the barn down to the fair office. Okay? If I need something or Kathy Sullivan needs something or I got to go see the secretary or the treasurer or whatever. Okay? It's fair office. And maybe I'll go to a food tent once. I don't eat right during the weekend of the fair.
Yeah.
I just don't eat. I don't know why. Make sure I drink a lot of water. But, and that's about all I ever venture. I mean, it's been years since I walked all the way around the fairgrounds. But I try to every year at least go in and look at the art show. Because even when my kids were showing at other fairs and stuff, sometime after they were done or something, for an hour or something, I'd ask them if they wanted to go, or I'd just slip off by myself and go look at it.
Yeah.
You know, it always fascinated me.
There's a lot of talent here.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Jamie, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I hope it keeps going. But I can see eventually we're not going to be able to sustain it and keep going.
Because of the volunteer problem? Or?
You know, that's going to be part of the issue, but the profit margin's so small.
Yeah.
You know, you can only charge so much for a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
You only charge so much for a half a chicken. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This year before, well, when we canceled the fair, the beef we bought last year would... The guy was in touch. It was already 8-something a pound.
Okay.
How much are we going to charge for a roast beef sandwich?
Yeah. Well, meat's out of this is crazy you know, right now.
Right. So, I mean, and it's never going to get any cheaper.
Right.
And the profit margin just isn't going to be there.
Yeah.
And not being mean. And if we ever figured out the man hours and the time and stuff, the whole thing's not worth it.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, other firemen, and I've heard this, oh, you guys must be rich over there. If you guys had, if you knew... they don't know. The expenses to put that on.
Right.
You know, the tent rentals, the insurance.
Can't imagine.
The electricity. You know, and then you get a bad year, that costs you more
right.
than a good year. Because now you're paying O&G to haul in material to fix the roads. Now you're paying this guy, you know, which you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get the school lawn fixed right away.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it's stuff like that that really cuts into you in a bad year.
Was that, was last year, the one where you're hauling everybody out, was that the worst year you guys have had? Or
Well, that one they canceled, did 55.
Oh, yeah.
There's been other bad years, real bad years. I tell you the honest truth, I don't even remember them all.
I can't. Well, yeah, you've been so busy.
And not being mean, but I just don't. Okay, made it to another one.
No, believe me, I get it. We had a booth at the fair for 2 years, and that was just like, you know, our own little microcosm, and we were exhausted by the end of it. So, because it's not just the work, it's the so like being around all those people, and which is great, but then it's tiring. So.
Sure. And I love it, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
And my kids loved it. And one of my daughters, her and her friend, Emily Cable, are in charge of the taco tent. It used to be the pizza tent, now they call it the taco tent.
Oh, stuff. Yeah.
So she, her, those two line up all the help for that.
And who's your daughter?
Stacy Sullivan.
Okay, right.
And my youngest daughter, Kelly, works there and helps them. You know.
So that's like multi-generational, right?
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me.
Is it, so I heard you telling someone at the event we were at that you're like one of the old guys now. Like, you're one of the old-timers.
Yeah, unfortunately. I look around, there I am.
Is it hard? Are the new ideas hard sometimes, or do you welcome it and think it's great?
I like change. You have to have change.
Yeah.
And I can remember as a kid or a young member, you can't do that. Why? Well, you can't change that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the hell, we can't. We're going to try it. And you have to have an open mind.
Yeah.
You have to have an open mind. And believe me, I voted for things. And look, you guys, personally, I am not in favor of this. But for the fire department, I think it's the best thing to do.
Right.
So, I got to do what's best for the fire department. It's not for Jamie Sullivan.
Right.
Right?
That's smart.
That's the way I look at it. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but guys, I'm not in favor of this, but I think it's the best thing for the fire department.
Good for you.
Just because I'm an old son of a gun, you know, you got to have an open mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to. And it's progress, and, you know, it's. I'm very limited in what I can do up there now and stuff anyways, you know, just my ability to get around and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, if young guys want to try it, the ones that are there and stuff, God bless them and let's try it.
But then it's
I'll help you guys.
It's amazing how, like, all you guys, though, you just keep on going. I mean, look at Sam Smith. I mean, I know he's older, quite a bit older than you, but, like, the people just stick with it. Like, it's something that's, like you said, your dad did it until, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is the testimony of something.
No, John Slummer used to help my dad deliver the food. He's a past chief up there, okay? He moved to North Carolina, I don't know how many years ago, for the last 2 or 3 years now, he hasn't come back up. But he'd come back up just for the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with his kids.
Right.
You know, and he'd come over there and work, him and his wife.
It's amazing.
You know, you're coming. We have a good friend that comes up and helps on the garbage crew every year, Bobby Stort and his wife from Aiken, South Carolina. He's another one I don't think that's ever missed a fair.
Wow. I just...
You know, I mean, that's his part of his vacation from work.
Right.
Coming up to spend a week at the Bridgewater Fair? Let me tell you what, I got a whole lot better ideas how to spend a vacation.
And yet you spend a good amount of your time working for the fair.
Whole summer. Right?
Yeah.
I know. That's not vacation. Okay. But honestly.
Well, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
I'm going to stop recording now. Okay?
Sure. Fine.